So we're in Revel 2017, and we have some very nice stories we've collected in our rather ancient notebooks here. Many yatras they've seen. And so first of all, I wanted to read something, some quotations about the glories of Vrindavan, which we're sitting in or which we're visiting. And these come from Prabodhananda Saraswati's classic book, Vrindavan Mahimamrita, which is in Hindi also, yeah? Hindi. It's the course, obviously, Vrindavan Mahim Amrita, the nectar and glories of Vrindavan. There's hundreds of verses, maybe a few thousand verses there. But I have a few in my notes since 30, how many years? These are 30 years old notebooks. You can, looks kind of old also. everything looks old over here. That this and this, everything's old. Radhi. So he's saying, what's he saying? He's saying, may Vrindavan, filled with a host of pure spiritual virtues and glorified by the greatest sages and philosophers, Vrindavan, with all her wonderful powers and mercy, may that Vrindavan transform a sinful animal like me into a servant of her lotus feet. I like this very much. Me means you, me, all of us. Let's say us. Sinful. In other words, we come here to Vrindavan and we're not very transformed. We're full of ego. We're full of wrong ideas and wrong desires. Not wrong in a sense of morally wrong, but morally wrong in a sense they're not spiritual. They're desires for me and their wants for me. Albeit, okay. But when we come to Vrindavan, we want Vrindavan, please, I'm a sinner, I'm so foolish, but please transform my mind and fill my mind with spiritual desires and spiritual wants. I don't have that many. I want this, I want that, and I need a new house. I mean, this house is 10 years old, it's so old. I need a new house. So this is a nice prayer, and this is from a great saint, Prabodhananda Saraswati. And he's saying, I'm a sinful wretch. So this is, what does this mean? This means that black can become white. Iron can become gold by special touch. So someone that may be fallen, he can, by a special touch, he can become raised. Someone who's poor, by a special touch, he can become wealthy. Or vice versa. So we come here in a negative position. But we want to transform our negativity into positivity. So the negativity is our inborn natural repulsion to remembering Krishna. It's natural because we want to enjoy. Every one of us are born to enjoy. Enjoyment is nitya. The idea of enjoying, even you go to Brahmananda, they say it, Brahmanand. So even if you're Advaitin or Kaivalyavadi, you want to merge into the effulgence of Parabrahman, or merge your identity with the totality of consciousness and lose your individuality. Still, why do you want that? Because you want happiness, the happiness of Brahman. So we want the happiness of, we also want happiness. We're also brokers in happiness. stockbroker. We're brokers in happiness. Means that we're dealing in happiness. We want happiness. It is natural. But the happiness that we aspire for as Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis is the Premanand, Sevanand. Seva is Prem, Prem is Seva. Can you separate the two? If I love you, I serve you. If I serve you, I love you. Unless you hold a gun, I also serve you if you hold a gun. So the gun is your boss. The gun is your wife, the gun is your husband, whatever, because we need money and some people force us to get that money. It could be ourselves, we're forcing ourselves. So we're not most of what we're doing to earn money is not out of love. But seva is love. It's an expression of love towards God, seva. Or even love towards husband, wife, mother, daughter, son, servant, master, master, servant. Just like it's my birthday, actually, the other day, and we're celebrating today. So then, my chokidar, I said happy birthday to him in the morning. He knows that. He said happy birthday. I said to him first, happy birthday. And then I gave him 2,000 rupees. Then he immediately paid obeisances. And then he said to me, happy birthday. In his own beautiful Hindi Garib accent, English accent of a villager. Very sweet. Happy birthday. Of course, it's better than my Hindi, that's for sure. His English is better than my Hindi by a long shot. So I shouldn't criticize, you know. At any rate, this is the idea he's saying here, transformation. And that's what's going to happen today. By associating with each other, each one of us is a beacon of bhakti. A beacon house, it sits on the shore, and all day and night it sends out a light beam. And that light beam guides the ships into the harbor. It's called a beacon light. It's a guiding light, the signal light, the directional light, the home light, the shelter light. So when the captain is in a ship, he sees the beacon light, he says, oh, I'm close. Because there's no beacon lights in the middle of the ocean. So when we're in the middle of the ocean of samsara, there's no light, it's darkness. And the Upanishad says, tamasimam jyotirgama. Tamasimam jyotirgama. I'm in the middle of the ocean, it's called Bhavasagar. And it's full of tamagun. And everyone's in darkness, there's no beacon light. But when we come into Sarasanga, each devotee is a beacon light of bhakti. You're a beacon light of bhakti, you're a beacon light, because you surrendered your heart to the supreme light of Krishna. Krishna Surya Sama Mayahaya Andhakara. Krishna Surya, the sunshine which illuminates the entire earth. But then when the sun of bhakti rises in our heart, it illuminates our entire mind. The sun of bhakti shining in the heart illuminates the entire mind and heart and senses with the glow of bhakti. With the radiance of bhakti, with the peace of bhakti, with the bliss of bhakti, bhakti anand. Bhakti anand becomes bhavanand, and bhavanand becomes premanand. But bhakta is serving, and the bhava bhakta is serving. There's the naya bhakta, there's the bhava bhakta, there's the premi bhakta. The naya bhakta, he's also serving, she's serving. So this is the new devotee serving and tasting a drop of sevanand, bliss. And the old devotee, advanced devotee, he's also serving. And he's tasting ocean of bliss. And Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami Pad says that the entire ocean of Brahmanand, the entire unlimited ocean of Brahmananda, sukh, or happiness, is equal to one drop of the happiness of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. It's a Sindhu, it's an ocean of ras, nectarian ras. So this is the meaning. We come, part of the transformation is the place itself, and the other part of the transformation is the people I'm with. Same thing. Wherever you go, the place will have an influence on you, and the people in the place will have an influence. You go to a disco or some dance place, dance floor and music and liquor, that place is tamagun. It represents tamagun and wrong life. And the people in there also represent tamagun and wrong life. So when you go to that place, that, what do they call it, whiskey bar or whatever they call it, dance, disco, whatever, then you become transformed. A good man becomes bad. You say, oh, just, you don't have to drink, just come with me. It's a good music, we can dance. You can just take Coca-Cola. Okay. So you go inside, you say, oh, you're here, now take a little Coca-Cola and a little whiskey mixed together, you know, it's no problem. Okay, yeah, see everyone, so no problem. Okay, so then the good becomes bad, by sangha. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, asat sangha tyag e vaishnavachara. Asat sangha tyag e vaishnavachara. This is the lakshan the bhakta lakshan, the Vaishnava lakshan, the characteristic of the Vaishnava is to chordye. The Vishay Jana. The Vishay Jana. Everyone's going west and I want to go east. So please don't turn me around. East is where the sun rises, west is where it sets. Pashtim. When it sets, it's darkness, but when it rises, it becomes brighter and brighter. So the more I go to the east, the more I go to God, the brighter my life becomes. So this is Sangha, the transformational quality of Sadhu Sangha. So the place you're in Braj, even if you come by yourself and just take darshan, you get transformed. You get bhakti enters your veins. Bhakti enters your mind and nose everywhere. This is all Dham. We were crossing the Yamuna Bridge, and one devotee looked over and saw the water and saw something white. And then they said, Maharaj, I see something white. What is it? I said, it's Balaram taking his morning bath in the month of Magh. Because it says that Krishna sometimes goes and takes bath in Shamatkara Chandrika. And then Abhimanyu, then Kutila comes there to catch Radharani. It's a whole long story. And Krishna disguises Abhimanyu. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. So I said, and then, so then the conversation, I said, what did you see? Then they said they saw soap suds, you know, white soap, when you make soap and make suds, white foam. They saw pollution. So I saw Balaram. Because this is the Dham. So this is the idea that we become transformed. That when we live in a Dham, the Dham is an Udipan. Dham is Udipan. Udipan. To a stimulant, Ut, like we say Uto. It rises or it accelerates or say stimulates the feelings of devotion we have in the Lord, for the Lord. So if we're always thinking about Krishna and his parishads, then we see everywhere Krishna and his parishads. We see some old, really heavy-looking old lady and kind of nasty. We say, oh, there's Jatila. then there's some other, you know, older sister or some in-law relative or stepsister or whatever, and she's really envious and really not very kind to us. Then we say, oh, she's Kutila. Kutila. And see, and your father's always giving nice, big, warm hugs when you go to see him, smells your head, inquires about you, gives you some donation, oh, you must be cold, takes some winter clothes. And you're 40 years old. You're 40 years old, you're married, you have children. When you go to see your father, he says, oh, Beti, you must be cold, it's winter here, take some blankets. It's their Bhav, their Prem Bhav, Vatsalya Bhav. So I lost the point I was saying, but anyway, what was I saying? Yeah, so Sangha, I mean, that's the general point. So you should see, so the mother, she's just seeing that my 40-year-old daughter is just my little Beti, she's my little daughter, and she must be cold. Because that's her vision, she has that Bhav Dristi, this is my daughter, and that's her Stairati. The mother's Stairati is forever. I am the mother, and she is my daughter. We're not equal, because this relationship is... They say that... Nalanda and Palanda. They say that the mother's Bhav is Palan and Nalan. Nalan, Palan. Palan means to maintain and raise and nourish. And Nalan means... Anyway, I just heard one Patak say that these are the qualities to nourish and maintain and to correct and teach. And Nalan and Balan, very nice rhyming type thing. So this is the transformation. So now this is a nice quote. And then he says, where do all the people... He's asking a question. So listen, I'm asking a question. Where can anyone automatically and effortlessly attain pure ecstatic love for Krishna? Where does Krishna manifest his supremely wonderful pastime form? Where is the empire of bliss of bhakti to Krishna's lotus feet manifest? Do you want to know where? Oh, brother Radhishyam, Just listen. I'll tell you a secret. All of what I said is present in Vrindavan. Oh, brother, now that you have entered, now that you've come from new friends colony, and you've entered, now that you've entered the difficult to attain land of Vrindavan, and you know how difficult it is to attain the land of Vrindavan. Make room for everybody so we can... Listen, oh brother, the great Rishi is telling us, Prabodhananda Saraswati. Now that you have entered the very difficult to attain Vrindavan, which fulfills all desires. So now you're here, all your desires will become fulfilled. Why have you allowed yourself to come under the spell of petty materialism? This especially means people that live here permanently. And why do you allow yourself to constantly roam about without entering the realm of love of Krishna? Oh, now, why do you wander about charmed by the witch of petty desires? Very nice. Like a witch, sometimes people become ghostly haunted, some Buddha's inside. And then they don't act properly or speak properly. They say he's possessed and he's ghostly haunted. So this petty desires are like a witch. Yeah, this is, of course, heavy. Rishis speak in very heavy ways. He said, it's like a witch. It never leaves us. And we sometimes people are haunted, so when they go to sleep, again they get attacked. And then again they get attacked. Every time. So we're opening our discussion about the pastimes of Radharani, just some glories of Vrindavan. I just didn't read all of them, but there's, of course, this is the place, we're in Ravel, and this is where Radharani is born. This is what our Shastras tell us, and we'll read the story, why she's born here and how she's born, we'll tell from our notes. So the Yamuna used to flow right next to this area. And of course, Yamuna, as you know, moves quite a bit here and there. So it's quite far from here. And the rainy season, I mean, remember back in 1980 or so, I came here in rainy season, this is all floodplain. Because Yamuna's over there. I think Mathura's over there. Is that Mathura? I can't see that far. Mathura's in that haze over there. So I'll just read this story. Some of the older devotees, they may remember, like Manish has been on a lot of these yatras, so he may remember it because I'm reading my old notes. And I was looking at him, I said, I don't remember that. Because I went on yatra in 2005, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. That was the last one. And so I would collect more and more things. So here, what this one says. Because it's unlimited, that's the whole idea. This one says, 27. All right. The word, we're in this village called Ravel, and this word means influential landlord. So Vrishabhanu Maharaj, who was staying in Barsana, he came here, and he stayed for some time, and by his influence, this place became known as Ravel, because he's a zamindar, a king. And then, in Barsana, they were living there. Kirtida, the mother of Radharani, and Vrishabhanu Maharaj were living in Barsana. But like Krishna, like Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, they didn't have any children. I mean, they didn't. They had a son, but they didn't have any other child after that. So they were advised that they should go live near the Yamuna in Mukhara's village. This is Mukhara. Mukhara means mouth, no? And Mukhara is the name of Radharani's grandmother. So Kirtida's mother is from here. So this is the Radharani's grandmother, Nani. Nani? Nani's place. So some panchayat or some elder Brahmins, they said, why don't you go stay with Radharani's, there's no Radharani yet, but with Kirtida's mother, Mukhara, and worship Jamuna Devi and see what happens. Because And Vrishabhana Maharaj himself, his devata, his kula devata, is Suryadev. Bhanu, his name is Vrishabhana. Vrisha means Taurus. So the Bhanu part means the sun. So he worships his sun and the... that's from my that white thing. Huh? Watch out, I may explode. It's a fuse. No, it's connected to this thing, I think. Someone gave me this cloth. It's too cool. We've been having fun with it all day. You look like a kid. You have fun with it. Okay, no more strings attached. What you see is what you get. All right. Where are we?
Mukhara.
Mukhara.
This is the place of Mukhara.
Yeah. Got any more strings? So many strings around here. Okay, good. Radhe Shyam. Jai Jai Radhe. So they were told they should go here and stay. So one afternoon, I was saying, Vrishabhana Maharaj is a worshipper of the sun, a Surya Upasaka. So they said, why don't you go down to Kirtita? Her house is right next to the Yamuna, and very easily you can worship the sun god. You can take bath in the Yamuna in the morning and offer tarpan. You offer water to the sun, the rising sun, because he's a worshipper, and that would be part of his worship anyway. So then he was... Vrishabhana Maharaj was bathing in Yamuna, and then he offered water to the sun god. Now the sun god, of course, is the father of Yamuna. Yamuna's father is Suryadev, and her brother is Yamaraj. Yamaraj, so that they say that the sun takes away the life, because every day the sun rises, we're one day closer to death. So the sun, in one sense, is representing life, but he's also representing death. Because, and then the embodiment of the representation of death is his own son by his wife, Samgya. And Samgya, her daughter is Yamuna, and her son is Yamaraj. And then Suryadeva has another wife named Chaya. And Chaya is, their child is Shani. Shani Maharaj ki jai. Om Sham Shanaishchariye Namah. Om Sham Shanaishchariye Namah. Om Sham Shanaishchariye Namah. Today is Sunday. I mean Saturday. So you want to, you know. Kuvashrava chaye. Well, Shani, it's interesting because for the ordinary person, people are afraid of Shani. But Shani is best friends with Vairagis. It says if one wants to be a Vairagi, you have to see the position of Shani in a chart, as Janma Kundali. Shani is a devotee. First of all, Shani is a devotee, a bhakta of Krishna. Different devatas are bhaktas of different, bigger devatas. For example, Indra is a devata, but he is... I get confused. Well, They have different devatas, just like, anyway, I can't remember just now. So he was bathing, and then after he bathed, he saw a lotus flower, and inside that lotus flower in the Padma was this baby girl. This is a phenomenal. Like we say, Sita Devi is born from the earth. There was some yajna going on, they're plowing the field, and Sita came from the earth, Sita Maharani. So the... Bhagavan, his avirbhav, is always transcendental and extraordinary. So Shakti, Shaktiman, Bhagavan, Bhagavati, Krishna, Radha. So there, this beautiful girl, and she was effulgent as the sun, but she was blind and dumb. She could not speak, and she could not interact with her hands or move her feet. She was like Jada Roop. Alive? Are you alive? Are you not alive? Are you in this world? If you're dead, you're out of this world. If you're in this world, you're alive. But if you're alive, you're active. So how is it you're in this world, but you're inactive? No senses, in karmendriya, gyanendriya, nothing functioning, nothing working. Very extraordinary. On one side, the most beautiful little girl he's ever seen in his life, Larali, Radharani. He was amazed. He said, how is it possible? So beautiful. Because you don't get beauty or any opulence without some tapa, without punya karma and blessings of God and good activities in last life. It's told Janmaishvarya Shruta Shribhir, that knowledge, beauty, wealth, good health, good birth, good body, that is all the blessings of our purva karma, our previous activities. So one side, the baby is so stunningly beautiful, gorgeous, more than the goddess of fortune. But the other, which is very, of course, a result of great fortune, bodily beauty. But then dumb, that's bad karma. Very interesting blend. So the leelas of the Lord are both rahasya, both complicated, but extremely attractive, interesting, and mysterious. So, she was blind and dumb. She was not interacting. Narada Muni arranged King Vrishabhanu to perform the auspicious birth rites. So, Narada Muni came there, Narada Muni came to Ravel, and he took the darshan of the blind, dumb, jadarup form of Radharani. And then he said, oh, we must do some puja. You collect all this samagri, you get all these upacharas, all these ingredients. So now Narada Muni was alone with Radharani. So he started offering prayers. And Narada Pancharatra, there's the 1,000 names of Radha by Narada Muni. So he was saying all these, he was saying, you're Devi, you're this. Because every form of Shakti is ultimately Radharani. So he was saying this, that, and praising her. And during these festivities, while he was offering these prayers, then he concluded all these prayers by his sankalpa. First he offered prayers, then he expressed his sankalpa. Oh, little baby, oh, little girl. Oh, Radharani, oh, Larali, I have one desire. Please, now you're so small and so tender and so sweet, but I want to see your Kishori form. I know that you're Nitya Kishori Pritama Jori. That's that beautiful song by Haridev Vyasacharya. Shama Gori Nitya Kishori Pritama Jori Sri Radhe. Like that, I can't. So nice. I can't remember all, but that part is nice. It's all nice. So then Radharani, she can do anything. Krishna can do, whether he's small or big, he can do anything in any form, unlimited. So Radharani has the same power. She is the power. So then she manifested the form that looked exactly like this. Radha Rani Ki Jai. This is the, you've seen many different renditions of this painting by Indian artists and Russian artists since time immemorial in India. This standing on a lotus with the hands to the side. This exact painting is representing the Leela that I'm explaining right now. You go to Barsana, to the walls of the temple, where you take darshan of Radharani, look up on the wall and you'll see the krama, the Leela krama. The steps, there's three or four paintings connected together in Barsana. Looking at Thakurji and look at the wall. First painting has little Larali Radharani in a baby cradle. And Narada Muni is standing there playing his veena, speaking all the stutis and stotrams. Then the next picture is an empty cradle. There's an empty cradle and Radharani standing in the sky above Narada Muni's looking up. Oh, wow. Kishori Radhe, Kishori Radhe, 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 Kishori Radhe. Kishori Radhe, Kishori Radhe, 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 Kishori Radhe, Kishori Radhe, Kishori Radhe, 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 Kishori Radhe. Indian style. Wake everybody up. That's what they do. You put them to sleep with your guitar, then you wake them up with the kirtan and bhajan. You speak very softly. Oh, yes, very nice. It's nice, Leela. Nice. Radhe, come back. You're drifting. Put the anchor down. Radhe. So then, at that time, during this festivities of this whole birthrights, the Janam Utsav of Radharani, and Narada Muni was there. So then suddenly Nanda Maharaj came with Mother Yashoda, and they live a few kilometers up the road, right up the street. This is the house of Nanda Baba, and Krishna came with Nanda Baba, and he crawled into Radharani's bedroom. And Radharani's lying in her cradle. She's sleeping. And her fists are closed. And she's just lying on her... What? Belly? Back. Huh? Side. Lying on her side. I forgot. She's lying on her side. And just not moving. Not hearing. So Krishna came. And then Radharani's smelling. Her senses, her ears are working. Well, we don't know because she's not responding, so she's called dumb. But her nose, she smells Krishna's beautiful fragrance. And what is Krishna's fragrance? What does Krishna smell like? In our shastras, it's an extraordinary combination. In Govinda Lilamrita, it explains that different parts of Krishna's body smell in different ways. Like the bottom of Krishna's feet smell like camphor, karpur. And the bottom of our feet, we can't really say it. We can't say there's anything like that. And then the different parts. So the basic, when they describe all the different fragrances, you can imagine it's kasturi, which means musk, and aguru, and then it's sandalwood, and it's kapoor, and a blue lotus. So all these different fragrances in different parts. So the totality is emanating all these amazing, extraordinary, rather costly and valuable aromas that are natural, they're inherent to his transcendental form. So Radharani smelled that, Kishoriju. And what happened? Radharani smelled Krishna's sweetly fragrant transcendental body, and she responded by moving her hands and her feet. The fragrance of Krishna's body was like a magic potion. Like someone is unconscious, sometimes they use something called ammonia sulfate, smelling salt. They put some... So Radharani was unconscious to this world, and all of her senses were inert. None of her senses were activated or functioning or visibly functioning until she contacted Krishna. A very nice point. Imagine living a life where all your senses, all your panchendriya, your eyes are always contacting Krishna, your nose, ears. So she was in this world but not of this world, which of course is something that even Lord Jesus preached. Be in this world but not of this world. So Radharani was in this world but she was not of this world. Very nice lesson. Learn how to be in this world but not of this world. The lotus is the feet of the lotus are in the mud. Mud means panka. Panka. Hey, panka. And ja means birth. So pankaja. The lotus is the kamal or the padma is born in the mud. So the feet are in the mud, but the face is in the spiritual sky. So the mud is, our feet may be in this material world, but we should be in our senses, eyes, ears, nose, everything should be like the lotus flower. Colorful, blossoming, colorful, fragrant, and looking directly at the sun of Krishna's smile. This is the senses of the devotee. So the lotus flower is in the water, but not of the water. It's in the water, but not touching the water. So our feet are in this land, of Bharat, or Bhumi, but our consciousness is in the sunshine of Krishna. It's called the lotus of consciousness. Even in yoga shastras, they talk about the Sahasra Padma. The different chakras, seven chakras. The crown, they call it the crown, mukut. Mukut chakra, crown chakra, Sahasra Padma, and it's white, white lotus. So, Radharani, ah, Krishna. And then she... My hands are starting to move. I want to touch Krishna with my hands. My toes are starting to twinkle. Twinkle toes. My toes are starting to move and twinkle. I want to dance with Krishna. This is very nice. So all of that, Radharani was revived in her to her Krishna consciousness by the fragrance of Krishna. So just imagine, any contact with Krishna can revive our consciousness of Krishna. We hear his name. What is that? Hare Krishna, Hare. What's that? What are they saying? What are they speaking? Well, that's three names of God: Hare, Krishna, and Ram. Well, it's very haunting me. I heard it in the airport in New York. I heard it when I got off the plane in L.A. And I heard it when I arrived in Hawaii. Everywhere I go, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It's haunting me. So through the Shabda, Brahman, through the ear, one may get contact Krishna and awaken his consciousness. So we do Harinam Sankirtan. It's not preaching to the faithless, because we're not preaching Na Mahima, we're simply chanting. Some people get confused. If you go on Harinam, is that preaching to the faithless? No, you're not preaching to anybody, you're just simply chanting. And if someone catches the vibration, and the vibration likes them, then the vibration carries them to God. It's like catching a wave. Some people catch a wave and ride from the ocean onto the beach, and some people get caught by a wave and get sent to the bottom of the sea. Sound familiar? Bring back reminiscences of poor yatras in the past. So she smelled Krishna's fragrant body, and then first hands are moving to Krishna, then feet are moving to Krishna, then your voice moves for Krishna. Your feet carry her to the temple. Your hands open the door to the temple. You get inside, and you just stand there and look at everybody. What's going on here? Many people have been seen in the West, they come in the temple and they stand like this. It's a public place, so you have to tolerate. Everyone's going, what are they saying? I don't know, some nonsense. What is this? So now she started speaking a few syllables. I can only imagine what. Krishna. Narali's first word. She opened her eyes and she let out the love which was rising in her heart, flooding with prem. There before Radharani, the first person that Radharani ever saw in this world was her eternal consort, Sri Krishna. Govinda Damo Dharamanaviti. So this is the place where that happened. Radharani appeared in this way, and there's a little more you can say. What's the time now? I think it's 9:26. What?
10:45.
Oh, 10:45. That's nice. There's a whole long history in the Puranas about how Radharani ended up in the lotus flower. Do you want to hear that?
Yes.
In other words, Vrishabhano came here and he wanted a child, and somehow the sun god, because the sun god is obviously, what is the name for the sun? It's called Padmabandhu. One name of the sun planet is Padmabandhu. Bandhu means friend, and Padma means lotus. Because the lotus follows the sunshine. When the sun disappears, the lotus closes. When the sun appears, the lotus opens and follows the direction of the sun. Vrishabhano Maharaj is a Surya Upasaka. So he worships the sun, so the sun gave him a daughter in the Padmabandhu. So it's all connected, right? Because they said, his friends must have been very wise. They said, go there to Mukra's village. It's right beside the Yamuna. Very easy to do puja to the sun god and take a bath. So he went there, he took bath, so he's bathing in Yamuna, who is the daughter of the sun god, and he's worshipping the sun god. So the sun god said, oh, here's the baby. So the baby appeared in that way. But there's a story in the Puranas, how did Radharani get there? Basically what happened is that the king of the Himalayas, the personification of Himalayan mountains, Himalaya Parvat Maharaj, whatever you want to call it, he said, oh, I want to have a child. I want to have a daughter that's more beautiful than the goddess of fortune. Very beautiful. This is old thinking in India. Old thinking in India, they wanted to have daughters. But now they have give some upside down mentality sometimes in parts of India about that. So he was praying, oh, I want to have a very, very beautiful daughter. So then he did so many tapasyas, and then he had a daughter named Hemavati. It was a long story that Parvati gave up, Sati or Durga gave up her body. Then she reappeared as the daughter of the Himalayas. So then she's very beautiful. She's like Lakshmi Devi. Durga is as beautiful as Radharani practically. So then he became very famous, because then later, that's what he said, I want to have a daughter that's more beautiful than Lakshmi, and then I have a son, and my son-in-law will be one of the great, most powerful people in the universe. So then his daughter was Durga, then his son-in-law became Shiva. So then Himalayan Maharaj, the king of the Himalayas, he became very proud. Oh, Shiva's my son-in-law. People always try to connect themselves with some big person. Oh, where are you from? Oh, I'm from Delhi. I'll tell you, Delhi. Yeah, Delhi. Actually, I'm from Trans-Yamuna. Well, so we want to connect ourselves with some big place or big person. Oh, like this. So then now he became very famous, because he's a father-in-law of Shiva. So then he was very proud. And so now in South India, Vindhya Maharaj, the king of the mountains in South India, he was thinking, oh, he's become so popular and so famous. The kings are like that. They want to topple the other king. They want to defeat the other king. So he said he became so famous because of this, having Parvati as his daughter and Shiva as son-in-law. I want an even more famous son-in-law than Shiva. I want to have a daughter even more beautiful than Durga. So he did so much tapasya and everything. And finally, Vindhya gave birth to two daughters. And one was named Radharani and one was named Chandravali. Interesting. This is in South India. This is in the Puran. So now there's a witch named Putana. So Putana is flying all around India and says, catching babies and eating them up. So then she saw these two daughters were born. So she swooped down to the Vindhya Mountains, she picked up these two daughters, Chandravali and Radharani. And so then King Vindhya, he hired his Brahmins. He said, listen, they're kidnapping my daughters. So then the Brahmins started chanting and doing puja for witch busting. Witch, whatever you call it, you know, witch busting. Witch busting mantras. So what happened? She was flying with the these daughters, and she dropped one, and she went, nee! But she had a safe landing, 4-point landing. Not like some of the Delhi landings in the airport over there. But it was a very smooth landing, very nice, very good pilot. And she landed right in the lotus flower. And that's how Radharani got in the lotus flower. And I mean, it's a story on top of inside of a story on top of inside of a story. But this is very, very exciting. Imagine if someone says, Radharani, can you tell me the story of your birth? You know, some of her girlfriends when she was playing. Do you really want to hear about it? Yeah. Well, first I appeared in Vindhya Mountains. Then this big witch picked me up, and I flew in the sky. You were flying in the sky, like Garuda. Yeah, like Garuda. Well, what's it like? I never flew before. With all the girls are in Barstana, they're just playing in the Brajaduli and making mud pies and fake puris and stuff out of mud. You know, cooking, pretending to cook. So then, it's amazing. You know, maybe someday you'll fly yourself. You know. So then, this is the amazing Janam Leela of Srimati Radharani. It's certainly even more exciting than Krishna's Janam is. Krishna's Janam is kind of ordinary. He's born here and taken across the world. Okay, so Radharani's flying in the sky. She's looking at Chandravali. Wow, this is amazing. Where are we going? Who is this? Where's my mommy? Mommy! Imagine they were crying. Mommy! Must have been, imagine making an animation of this. It would be amazing. I can see it in my mind. Okay. So this 48B, let's see what else is there. A lot of stuff here, I'll tell you. Well, that's really nice. I should have told this one. This is an updated version of the previous Leela I told you. Anyway, expanded version. Wow. Gee, it was. This is great. I just read it because it's so nice. Let's try to visualize this. It's just amazing. I was just going to drop in the middle of this. Upon seeing Kirtita Suta Radha, the daughter of Kirtita Radharani, crawling on the floor of her bedroom flat, Kirtita felt so ecstatic that she momentarily became senseless and stunned upon seeing the incomparable beauty of Radharani. And then Nanda Maharaj thought, I've traveled everywhere across the universe, but I've never seen such a beautiful girl as this before. Just by seeing this gorgeous girl, I feel so much love for Govinda, like I've never felt before. Then Nanda Maharaj began to offer prayers to Radha. Oh, Radharani, you're the Nityakanta of Banki Bihari, and you're always meditating on your Pranavallava Sham and relishing ecstatic bliss. Your radiant, beautiful golden face expresses your heart's inner joy. You are Ishvari, Ladini Shakti, and Ananda Rupini. Even in your baby form, Balya Rup, you beautify the entire universe. I surrender unto your lotus feet and beg you for a boon, a blessing. This is the prayer of Narada Muni, actually. This is a recap. Please show me your beautiful form as a teenage youth, Brajakishori. Oh, and then it says, this is very interesting. So nothing was happening. Actually, Radharani wasn't showing. He was glorifying Radharani, Narada Muni, and she was still Jada Rup and not showing him her form. So then Narada Muni became smart. Smarter, I say. So then he said, this is not working. Let me try praising Krishna. Yeah, now we understand. Upon hearing Shyam's glorious forms and qualities from Narada Muni's lotus mouth, Radha suddenly manifested her most attractive and charmingly sweet teenage form of a Nitya Brajakishori. 14 years old, 2 months, and 15 days. Exact. Seeing this, Narada Muni became speechless and stunned in bliss. And apparently Krishna was also appeared there, because when he was glorifying Krishna, there's no difference between Krishna's Nam, Rup, Guna, and Leela. Someday when we're chanting Hare Krishna, we'll see Krishna. There's no difference. In the beginning, before we actually see Krishna, we'll feel Krishna. Many times people say, oh, I feel something's going to happen, and then something happens. The feeling, the vibration comes first, and the direct sakshat or sensual experience may come later. Like the earth may tremble before the earthquake. It goes dot, 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 then cracks open, and it's a 7.5, and you fell inside. Hari Bol, Hari Hari Bol, there you go. Be careful. Narada Muni was glorifying Krishna, and then Radharani became active, sensually alive, and then Krishna manifested there. Sakshat Krishna, Sakshat Rup, Sakshatkar. And then Krishna washed Priyaji's lotus feet, and he sprinkled Radharani's Charanamrita upon his head, his own head first, and then Narada Muni's head. Sri Krishna Bhagavan Ki Jai, Ananda Kanda Bhagavan Ki Jai. So this is the way. Because what had happened, Narada Muni, when he saw that form, he fainted. So then Krishna came to the aid of his devotee. Oh, Narada Muni has fainted. And Radharani, now what to do? So then Krishna, because he glorified Krishna, then Krishna appeared. And now Narada Muni, a darshan of Krishna, and Radharani together. Ah! Hey, Bhagavan! Then Narada Muni became inert. So first Radharani was inert and unconscious. Now Narada Muni's inert. What kind of party can you have if everybody goes unconscious? Okay, let's party. It's not going to work. Your legs have to move. You have to... Oh, that's like singing, dancing, joking, talking. Kirtan. So then Krishna, already being there, he said, what is this? So... what to do? What's the best way to revive someone? If someone is unconscious, what's the best way to revive them? Radhe, 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 Jai, 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 Shri Radhe. Radhe, 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 Jai, 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 Shri Radhe. Radhe, 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 Radhe. Radhe, 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 Radhe. Radhe, 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 Radhe. Radhe 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 Vrindavan Vihari Lala Ki Radha Rani Ki Jai Girija Dharani Ki Jai Gopala Deva Ki Once they, someone asked me, they say, how do you give, how do you, because in ISKCON only they say, how, and I'll get up early, everything is, I'll get up early, cold shower, I'll chant 16 rounds, I'll, when they're not saying I'll, then they raise their hand to the teacher and say, how to become humble, how to become sincere, how to chant your rounds. How to deal with your devotee life, how to deal with your devotee wife, how to deal with your devotee husband, like this, how, and Krishna is standing there playing his flute saying, ow. Krishna is saying, ow, come, and we're saying, how, and ow. Ananda Kande Bhagavan Ki Jai. That's right, I'm speaking truth. Listen, old monkeys are wise. You're all new monkeys. Naya Bandur. Oh, this one's too much, Bandur. He's world famous on SoundCloud. People say, who's that goofball laughing all the time? I say he's one of my intoxicated friends. Because, you know, one drunk makes another guy drunk. If one guy's drunk, then his friend will become drunk pretty soon. So his wife's been living with him for almost 6 months. She's not quite drunk yet. But... So this is amazing. It seems that we should... thank you. It seems that we should get darshan, because we're seeing darshan by Leela, no doubt. Leela darshan is probably the most beautiful at this stage of the game, or let's say stage of devotion. But if I think Thakurji was taking breakfast when we came, and probably when we go downstairs, Thakurji will be taking lunch. Because it's about that time. You said 10:30 something, 10:30, 11. So who's there? Anupam is there? Anupam, can you go down and inquire about the darshan situation? How much longer? If it's closed, when will it open? If it's open, how much longer? Fatafat, jaldi karo. Look, see how fast he goes. This is in bhakti. And there's a beginning of bhakti, devotion. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. It's describing that everything begins with kripa, mercy, anugraha, kripa. Krishna's compassion, Krishna's mercy. He sends the guru. And the guru is the shakti, the kripa shakti. God is merciful if you receive guru. And if God is not very merciful, you won't receive quite the right guru. But if he's very merciful, then you get quite the proper guru. So then, when guru comes in the life, and guru carries only one treasure, he has nothing. Guru is niskinchan. He doesn't have anything. There's no baggage. He only has one treasure, and that's called Bhakti Ratna. Bhakti Ratna. You know Ratna? Jewel, gem. He has the gem of bhakti given by his guru. This is like the Yuvaraj. Anupamji? It will open at 12:30. Avikulo. What time is it now?
11:05.
So we have around 90
minutes.
All right, good. So this is the these are some of the phenomena of spiritual life. Very amazing. In the Raj Niti, when the king, the Maharaj, he wants to turn the rule of his kingdom over to his son, the son is called the Yuvaraj. So then there are symbols that represent the position of the king. The white umbrella, the gold-studded, diamond-studded staff, the staff of the king, and the mukut, the crown. So he gets the staff, the crown, and the white umbrella. So the king is carrying those. Those are his symbols. So the guru, the bhakti guru, the Vaishnava, he's carrying this jewel. This is what he has. He may have knowledge or no knowledge. He may know so many things or may know nothing. But if he has bhakti, bhakti will give bhav, bhav will give prem, prem gives everything. Gives Krishna and Radharani. When we surrender to Guru, we take shelter of Guru Parashraya, and then Diksha Shiksha, Diksha Adi Shikshanam. We surrender to Guru, we take Diksha, Gopal Mantra, Kam Gayatri, these are Diksha, this is called Diksha Mantra. Because Diksha gives knowledge and mantra to attain the Ishta Devata. You'd have mantra, Y mantra, to attain Ishta Devata. Ram mantra, you'll have darshan of Ram. Hanuman mantra, you have darshan of Hanuman. Radha mantra, darshan of Radharani. Yoga mantra, like this. So Kam Gayatri, Gopal mantra, and the Gaudiya Vaishnava conception, these are yoga mantra, have darshan of Radha Govinda, and your own Siddha Rup, Siddha Sarup. So the Diksha begins with Diksha, then he gives Shiksha. Because when Diksha is given, then the acceptance is there. When Guru accepts disciple, it means God is accepting you. Because Sakshatari is Guru. He is the ambassador, the representative. So now, that's the second limb of devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Number one is Guru Parashraya, then Diksha, Shiksha. Diksha, Adi, Shikshanam. Adi, first Diksha, then Shiksha. Meaningful, individual, crucial, essential Shiksha will come after Diksha. That will be specific for the disciple. Then comes Vishrambena Gror Seva. We will serve Guru, because when you receive something, you feel grateful. When you receive something, you feel grateful and honored and heart-bound and duty-bound to return gratitude. We say payback, but it's not a loan per se, but to return. You've been given, so you should give. You've received, so you should give. So we receive, so we give seva. Now, Rupa Goswami, he qualifies that term seva, guru seva, with an important word called vishramba. Vishrambena gurur seva. Shramba, shramba means distant or hesitant or respect or how you say shramba. Anyway, that means this, and v means without that. So it means that there's two aspects of the disciple and the guru's relationship. One side, Vishrambha, means very friendly, very close, very friendly, very loving, very kind. But at the same time, there's always respect. The foundation is always respect. And there's like the LOC, the line of control. We have to stay within that boundary, otherwise there's risk for offense. So you see, we were speaking and we were relishing katha and everyone's laughing. This is Krishna consciousness. Disciples are laughing, gurus laughing. Sometimes Prabhupada would tell some joke and the disciples would laugh, he would laugh. So this is the Vishrambha, this sweet intimacy. But oh, guru's guru, guru's always on my head. Bhagavan in my heart, guru on my head. It's charan. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. My head, your feet. Yes? So if I connect my head to the feet of Guru, then my heart becomes connected to the heart of Krishna. This is the electricity. Connect this wire to that, and you have a closed circuit. My head, Guru's feet, and then from Guru's feet to Krishna's heart. If we don't accept Guru, then Krishna will not accept us. He'll maintain us, he'll feed us, he'll do everything he's been doing and continue to do so. He'll continue to maintain us and feed us and take care of us eternal time, because he's the pollen. He's the pollen for all his creation. God is the Father. But to live in love with him and to live in a loving dham, in a loving relationship, that's something different. That's a special nirmantran, special invitation required. And Guru comes to bring that invitation. So let's tell some more leelas about this place. A little philosophy once in a while. Might make a new track because